Dr. Kapinski dictating a female IME on Anastasia, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A, McCaffrey, M-C, capital C-A-F-F-R-E-Y. Anastasia McCaffrey is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Prayer the first occurred on 11-1-21. Prayer she was slinging cases of water underneath the table and believed she injured her neck and back. Prayer she did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Prayer she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Prayer she admits that for the last 20 years she has always had right-sided sciatica. Prayer this was treated with anti-inflammatories and steroid medications. Prayer she was still symptomatic from this, leading up to the first subject event. Period. Her onset of sciatic pain was not originally precipitated by an injury. Period. In paragraph, Ms. McCaffrey also relates that on 12/29/21, she tried to pull a cart that did not move. Period. She is unsure if the brakes were on. But as a result of this event, she tweaked her spine. Period. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter either. Period. Paragraph, as per her first claim petition, Ms. McCaffrey alleged she was moving heavy waters on 11-1-21, causing permanent injuries to her back and neck. Period. Her second claim petition is from 12/29/21. Period indicated she was attempting to pull a loaded supply cart by reaching while walking quickly and jerked to a stop because the cart did not roll. Period she felt pain at once, causing injuries to her lumbosacral common, thoracic common, and cervical spines. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Ms. McCaffrey was seen on 11-3-21 by Dr. Baldi, B-A-L-D-I. Period, she was following up with lower leg and foot pain while laying down at night. Period, she had also been experiencing sciatica for the past week and a half. Period, she does have a physical job as a cook in a school but denies any injuries or falls. Period, she has a history of sciatica in the past. Period, she was also complaining of muscle spasms in her feet when she stretches at night. Period, she had already been seen in the emergency room for chest pain with a negative cardiac workup. Period. She evaluated her and diagnosed right-sided sciatica, for which he prescribed tramadol. Period. At the visit of 11-10-21, she was following up from the emergency room 2 days ago for mid-back pain. Period. She had already been seen in this office 1 week prior for sciatic pain. Period. She related the tramadol that was previously prescribed did not help, and therefore she was prescribed Percocet. Period. She then asserted her symptoms were brought on after she was lifting packets of water at her job. Period. A few days prior to 11-8-21, she was complaining of more of an intense mid-back pain that was not due to any lifting or fall. Period. She went to the emergency room where she had a CAT scan of her abdomen and a pelvis that was unremarkable. Period. She was found to have microscopic hematuria and a low-grade fever. Period. She was given a toradol injection with relief, and she was discharged on pain medications. Period. They were concerned about a possible kidney stone, although none was detected on CAT scan. Period. There was some concern she may have been pregnant, and they did a beta HCG, which was borderline elevated. Period. Ms. McCaffrey stated she had a tubal ligation that had not been intimately active in over 3 years, therefore it is impossible for her to have been pregnant. Period. Dr. Baldi advised her to follow up with her gynecologist and undergo an MRI. Period. On 11/19/21, she did undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. She followed up on 11/23/21. Period. She was re-examined and was sent to have an exam within normal limits, except for a spasm. Period. Her diagnoses were lumbar disc herniation, for which she was utilizing cyclobenzaprine. Period. Dr. Gonzalez referred her for orthopedic consultation. Period. In paragraph on 12/16/21, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Yalmancini-Chili. Period. She noted having had sciatica in the past. Period. She was moving a case of water at work from on top of a table to underneath it when she felt pain in her lower back. Period. She went to the emergency room and had the treatment already described. Period. He reviewed the MRI that at L4-5 showed a left-sided foraminal disc herniation. Period. The radiologist state this is a new finding, but he does not indicate what previous MRI he was comparing the imaging to. Period. In reviewing the MRI report, that is the case. Period. Dr. Yalmancini diagnosed her with a lumbar sprain, a disc herniation and radiculopathy, for which he ordered physical therapy and steroid dose pack. Period. She followed up on 12/30/21 and reported her pain was getting worse despite therapy. Period. He recommended consultation with pain management to consider injections. Period. She was capable of working in a modified duty capacity. Period. Dr. Yalmancini followed her progress through 127/22. Period. By then, she had undergone a cervical spine MRI. Since she still had pain in the back of her neck, period, she had not yet seen pain management for the lower back. Period. Insert the cervical spine MRI from 113/22. Period. He diagnosed lumbar sprain, common lumbar disc herniation with radiculopathy, common neck pain and herniation of intervertebral disc at C4-5. Period. He again recommended pain management for both the back and the neck. Period. New paragraph on 2/11/22, she was seen by Dr. Ben, B-E-N, hyphen, Meir, M-E-I-R. Period. History was remarkable for bunion repair and plantar fascia repair, as well as arthritis. Period. He recommended continuation of therapy and pain regimen. Period. He suggested bilateral S1 transforaminal epidural steroid injections. Period. She saw Dr. Yalmancini again on 3/10/22 when her range of motion felt much improved. Period. She did have an injection to the back that made her feel much better. Period. She was awaiting an injection on her neck. Period. Dr. Yamashili followed her progress through 10/27/22, period. She had undergone a functional capacity evaluation. Period. It deemed she was capable of heavy work and was recommended for 2 weeks of work hardening. Period. Dr. Yamashili concurred with that recommendation. Pretty discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, she continued to see Dr. Ben Meir, during which time he performed various injections to the spine. Period. As of his last visit on 9/8/22, she had reached maximum medical improvement for diagnoses of cervical facet joint syndrome and facet arthritis of the lumbar region. Period. She reported 95% improvement after the radiofrequency ablation on the cervical spine. Period. She had significant relief from her low back pain, but it was slowly beginning to return. Period. Although light duty was recommended, this was not offered to her by her employer. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. In paragraph on 225/22, she was seen by another pain specialist named Dr. Parikh, P-A-R-I-K-H. Period. He recommended therapeutic exercise. Period. On 4/1/22, Dr. Ben Meir performed bilateral lumbar sacral facet joint injections. Period. Radiofrequency ablation was done on the lumbar spine on 4/27/22. Period. On 8/5/22, Dr. Ben Meir performed facet joint injections on the cervical spine. Period. On 8/19/22, he performed radiofrequency ablation on the cervical spine. Period. In paragraph, we do have possession of the functional capacity evaluation done on 10/19/22. Period. She was observed to put full effort throughout the evaluation. Period. She had difficulty lifting weights weighing over 15 to 20 pounds and had difficulty tolerating 10 minutes of dynamic movements as exhibited in a treadmill test. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. McCaffrey had an MRI of the left knee on 7/26/17 to be inserted. Period. She also had an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted. Period. This was done after a motor vehicle accident to rule out cauda equina syndrome. Period. On that same, scratch that, on 12/7/17. She had lumbar spine x-rays that showed no evidence of fracture, spondylolysis, or spondylolisthesis. Period was compared to x-rays of the lumbar spine done on 5/26/14. Period, underline this represents problems in her back well before the subject event. events. Period. On 1/29/21, she was seen by Dr. Amin, A-M-I-N. Period. She offered no complaints, but had lower back pain for the past 4 days. Period. He prescribed cyclobenzaprine for acute right hip pain and right-sided low back pain. Period. He thought the hip pain was possibly related to bursitis. Period. She was prescribed tramadol as well. Period. And underline this, just to back up, she had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 12/6/17 after a motor vehicle accident. Period. It was compared to lumbar spine x-rays dated 5/26/14. Period. Insert those results here. Physical exam. General appearance from the outset, she was jittery, shaking, and had a quivering voice. Period. She was teary-eyed before evaluation was initiated. Period. Abdomen, normal. Extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower, normal. Cervical, normal. Thoracic, normal. Lumbus, sacral. Supine straight leg raiser maneuver on the right at 90 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the left at 80 degrees, she had low back and anterior thigh tenderness but no symptoms below the knee. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impression. Period. The petitioner brought in copies of various radiographic reports. Period, these include studies of the lumbar spine on 11/30/22, as well as the hips and pelvis and thoracic spine that same day. Period, she had an MRI of the spine also on 11/30/22, and another one on 12/28/22. Period, insert those results here. Period, and make note of the comparison. The date of the comparison studies. Impressions. Anastasia McCaffrey alleges to have injured her neck and back both on 11/1/21 and 12/29/21. Appeared she had a history of chronic sciatica. Period. After the first subject event. Scratch that. After each of these events, she had an extensive diagnostic workup. Period. The spine studies were compared to earlier tests done in 2014 that were well before the first incident. Period. She did accept injections to the cervical lumbar spine with improvement. Period. She participated in an FCE on 10/19/22 and found she was capable of working in the heavy physical demand category. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was essentially benign from a musculoskeletal perspective. Period. However, she demonstrated emotional difficulties by crying, shaking, being jittery, and speaking with a quivering voice. Period. Paragraph with respect to the event of 11/1/21 and 12/29/21. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the cervical, thoracic, or lumbar spines. Period. Her pre-existing spine problems were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by these events. Period. And that is the end.